With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. It is a Friday, and we're coming back to Detroit for shows next week. Had a chance to see the Tigers yesterday, and I got to be honest, we saw the game of the spring so far. They banged out 9 home runs, a great couple of innings from Casey Mize. Travis DeMeritt going back-to-back with Miguel Cabrera twice, both times off Garrett Cole. You know, it's funny because we keep talking about how great the Miggy bomb was, but maybe we should talk a little bit more about DeMeritt. DeMeritt was a guy who was a fringe prospect that they got back from Atlanta last year in a purge. And I wouldn't say that we count on him, but he was a guy who wasn't hitting the ball early in spring training, and now he has shown some pop, man. Well, isn't this the second game he's had 2 home runs?
Yeah, it is the second game he's had 2 home runs. And it's what he showed last year in the minors, that he could hit home runs. It's just, could he do anything else? He was a work in progress as a defensive outfielder. But he had pop. Could he hit consistently enough? Because he really hadn't shown that ability in the minor leagues, and all of a sudden now he's this power hitter. Great. You watch this swing. It's a good-looking swing he's got, but you know, can he do it, make contact consistently enough? They hope he can, because you need to find guys. It seems like in today's Major League Baseball, where it's home run derby time, you got to have guys who can hit 20 home runs a season, and DeMeritt is absolutely one of those guys that can do it. If he gets that starting position. However, is he going to be able to do enough of the other things where he deserves those at-bats? I mean, do you want a guy who's going to hit 20 home runs, but he's going to hit 215 and get out with an on-base percentage of under 300? No. I mean, he's got to do all
those
things.
Does he
have
a great glove?
Yeah, no, he doesn't. Yeah, I mean, so these are what you have to – that's why he's going to get serious at-bats this spring, get a real good look, and see if he makes it north with the club. And he's got a good chance to make it north. I don't know if he's got a good chance to earn solid at-bats night in, night out, because I think there's a logjam what they have in outfielders.
Yeah, well, still at the same time, it's good to see, and maybe he can force the issue there a little bit. As we said, that you know, there's no such thing as a perfect team, but if you're able to load up and you get some superstars, you can get away with a light-hitting center fielder like a Derek Hill, or a light-hitting catcher if he's good defensively. But, you know, what they're in the process of doing right now is there's, as Avila called it with us yesterday, a bottleneck of good pitchers at Toledo, where some of them are just – that otherwise would be at Toledo are going to be down at Erie at Double-A. It doesn't really matter all that much, but there's no bottleneck with position players at this time. So 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. Today is Carson Anderson Mach 2.5. Why are we doing this? Well, because it's our show and we wanted to. And we just decided, what the hell? We get to make the rules, and we get to change the rules, and we're changing the rules. So here's how it works. The reason we are changing the rules is because so much new information became available over the past week. It started with Tua's medicals at the combine in Indianapolis, where teams were reporting back and saying, hey, this kid apparently is on the well on the road to being 100% healthy. Nothing but good reports in the early going, as the NFL teams got their first chance to poke and prod and scan and MRI and all those things they wanted to do with Tua Tagovailoa. So there was that. Then there was Isaiah Simmons going out and putting on a freak show, superhuman combine show that had everybody impressed. And hey, man, that's great. So there's that, as he was expected to be on the board. But in the wake of that combine, more and more people had Tua Tagovailoa going with the number two pick. Many people have Washington taking him now. Others have Washington trading out as the market seems to be heating up for Tua. So we're like, you know what? Let's do it this week. Right now, we've removed the embargo on Chase Young selections. The only player that's embargoed that we just think is unrealistic is Joe Burrow. So if Chase Young's available, is he the perfect pick? Is Tua still the perfect pick, which has happened in Mock 1.0 and 2.0, is the people's choice went from Tua at 34% to Tua at 56%. Is Tua still the perfect choice? But we've reintroduced Chase Young. He's now a valid pick. And Isaiah Simmons getting a lot of love today as well. Not so much for guys like Jeffrey Okuda and Derek Brown, who've gotten some votes in this in the past. So 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Who's the perfect pick at three? Gator, all these things considered, and you've always been a Derek Brown guy,
yep.
But Isaiah Simmons put up the freak show numbers at the combine. Chase Young's available. Who do you take?
It's no question. I'm sprinting, absolutely flat out sprinting. And you know I move pretty fast for big fella. I'm sprinting to the podium so that I can hand a card over, and the pick is in. It is Chase Young. It's not even an issue. It's a no-brainer. I love Derek Brown, but if we're opening up to the possibility that Chase Young could be available at three because some team's going to trade up to two to take Tua, yes, give me Chase Young all day, every day. Derek Brown and Isaiah Simmons are 1A and 1B for me, and what I think is realistic, because I don't think Chase Young's going to be there, but if you're throwing Chase Young in the mix, move aside, fellas. It's Chase Young.
I'm with you. I don't think it's a no-brainer. I think it's very much a brainer. I think really hard about Isaiah Simmons. I'm thinking less and less about Jeffrey Okuda all the time. I still consider Tua as an intriguing possibility, but I can't pass on Chase Young. And given this team's needs, given what this team did a year ago, given this team's lack of interceptions, and I've said for years I think interceptions start with pressure. Quarterback mistakes start with pressure. And pressure starts up front. Chase Young's the pick in Mach 2.5 for me. And Kang, you've been the biggest Isaiah Simmons fan here.
You guys know I love Isaiah Simmons. The fact that Chase Young would never even cross my mind kind of forced me to find someone else to fall in love with, right? And I found that guy early in Isaiah Simmons. And the love continued to even get stronger and stronger, especially after the combine. But if you're reintroducing Chase Young into my life, I got to go with Chase Young. He's the perfect pick for a screaming need that the Lions have. This is something I thought would not happen, and the fact that it actually might be a viable option with Tua getting so much love, where a team might trade up for him with Washington, or Washington themselves might draft Tua and leave Chase Young for the Lions. You cannot pass on this. It's Chase Young all day, every day, and you live with the results because that's the guy they want. That's the guy they need. Doug, I'd like to ask you a quick question because you've been the biggest Okuda fan out of us.
Yep.
The Lions trade Darius Slay before the draft. Don't replace him with anything. They get some draft capital back. Do you still think about Okuda there because they have a screaming need?
If Chase Young's on the board?
Yes. You can't trade back. You got to use that third overall.
You know how mad I am that they traded Darius Slay under this scenario? You know how mad I will be if this plays itself out? Because if they go take Jeffrey Okuda because they traded Slay and pass on Chase Young, you actually just came up with a punch-the-wall scenario for me. I haven't had one yet. That's it.
Let me help you out to punch the wall even further because this is so maddening if that happens. If they trade Darius Slay, they don't address a corner in free agency. They like Owarie and they think maybe something else in the draft. Let's say they don't take. How can you possibly pass on Chase Young or whatever. They take Chase Young. They don't take Okuda. Second round comes around. Everybody who we love is on there. Jonathan Taylor's right there.
Yeah.
And now they have to reach to get a defensive back.
Because they traded Slay.
Because they traded Slay and didn't address it in free agency. That's a scenario where you're probably ramming your head into the wall.
Hey,
by the way, this is hypothetical.
Okay. We don't want to lose.
I don't want to play this game.
Didn't happen. It didn't happen.
I don't want to play this game.
Sit down. It's okay. It was past tense. It was just hypothetical,
I do not
man.
Want to play
it is
this
hypothetical.
Game.
It was just hypothetical. Obviously, it's not going to happen. If this team trades Darius Slay,
I quit.
Hang on. If they trade Darius Slay, I have no doubt that they are going to sign a corner in free agency.
Yeah, like Chris Harris. Bradberry or somebody.
Chris Harris to a record-breaking contract for a worse corner. Yeah, sounds great. Here's feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox from Shelton in Detroit. Be bold, Lions. Isaiah Simmons, a freakish generational talent. From Dave in a truck. The pick is in with the third pick of the NFL draft. The Detroit Lions would select Tua Tagovailoa, best passer I've seen in a long time coming out of college. The kid came into a national championship game and brought his team back and never looked back. It's Tua. From EJ, the pick is in. It's Chase Young. I would want Simmons, but I don't trust the staff to use him right. From David at Woodhaven, Chase Young got exposed against elite teams, and you don't draft a quarterback in the first round to sit. I'm going Isaiah Simmons.
I don't think he got exposed.
From Mike and Flint, if the Lions draft Simmons or Brown, they will be the same Lions for years to come. Draft Tua, hope he's the generational type. You don't use this opportunity to draft a good player and still lose 9 to 10 games. Draft Tua and cross your fingers. From an unnamed texter, Simmons. He's a faster version of Cam Chancellor. From BT in Canton, if Simmons is the pick at 3, you better believe they add depth to the front 7 in free agency. Spend the money. Let Simmons make plays and close games. And then this from Chad. Everybody's wrong. The Lions are going to be the smartest guy in the room and take Judy or an offensive lineman at 3. Just watch. Chad, that's not what we're asking. We're not asking you to predict what they'd do. We're asking you what you would do.
Yeah.
What would you do?
You get to be the GM,
Should
Chad.
I mark you down for Judy or an offensive tackle, Chad? Get your votes in, 248-539-9797. Here's one thing we're doing different. We're not updating the results until the 1 o'clock hour.
Oh, boy.
So keep getting those votes in. We're tallying these up. Text at 97136 or call at 248-539-9797. Hey, this year, Kinetico turns 50. CGC Water Treatment is celebrating with 50% off savings for you. It is a great time to invest in your home and your family. This month, when you buy a Kinetico Premier Softener, you can get 50% off a K5 reverse osmosis system with the purchase of a Premier Softener. This is the system that we have in our home. I love it. My wife loves it. You know where I really notice it? Notice it when I'm on the road. Been down here in Florida all week. And I said it. Water sucks. I'm used to what we have at home, and I love what we have at home. No more worrying about the stories you see in the news either with lead and PFAS contamination. Get peace of mind knowing you and your family are drinking great-tasting, purified water. And the K5 reverse osmosis system, this is the one that everybody else tries to copy. It is certified for PFAS removal. Remember this, if you're not filtering your water, your body is the filter. Don't waste money on bottled water and filling landfills with more plastic. Call CGC at 855-339-4242. Kinetico features Premier softeners, non-electric twin tanks. They are super efficient. They use less salt. Soft water is great for your home, great for your skin, your hair, your clothes, everything you wash. Financing available with approved credit. Tell them Doug sent you and call 855-339-4242 or visit cgcwater.com. CGC Water Treatment, your local independent Kinetico dealer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.